This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I would have preferred it, like my phone falling on the ground and cracking. That would have been better than what just happened in here.
Yeah, that was just a big mess.
Oh, God.
Like the worst thing to happen 30 seconds before you go on air
just happened.
Rookie mistake. And you know the best part? You know what knocked over my awesome drink, awesome coffee drink, was my right boob. That's what did it. I was leaning over to plug my computer in, which is also at 100%. Don't even need to plug it in. And all of a sudden, my right boob was like, we don't want this. We don't need this. He probably said that.
At least 99% of it landed on the counter and not on the board. That'd be a whole other story.
I wanted 99% of it to
land in my mouth.
Thank you. In my mouth. In my belly. Damn it. All right. I'm not going to take that as a bad omen.
This is why we need Stacy here, so she can plug your stuff in. That's what happened.
Right. This is what I get for being independent.
Yeah.
Trying to plug in my computer power.
Don't make Stacy more invaluable.
That's true. Yeah. But it's not like she's even going to hear
she's
this.
She's not going to listen.
Nope. It is us three. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
Tired.
All right.
Oh, why are you all right,
I was supposed to sleep in till like 5:15 this morning. I was up at 3:35 yet again.
Me too, so I can relate.
Oh, you are up for very different reasons, guys.
Well, I also have a lot today, so this will be fun. Tonight will be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
At Joywave.
Joywave will be fun.
I have to like sell my soul for tickets, though.
Hey, it happens.
After we gave away all the tickets, I asked for a pair, and promotions is like, ooh, do you have like an extra in the book? We don't have any. I was like, nope. It's going to go sneak in or something like that.
Yeah, I had to get up early to take the girlfriend to the airport because, you know, she wanted to be there at 4:15 for a 6 o'clock flight.
International flight?
No,
hold on. 4:15 a.m. for a 6 a.m. flight at the Kansas City Airport?
In Terminal C.
That's
which
ridiculous.
Which is the terminal where no one ever is.
Wait, hold on. 2 hours early?
Yes.
2 hours
that's
early.
That's insane.
At for this airport? This airport.
This airport, the one that when I dropped my cousin off on Tuesday, I dropped her off while they were boarding the plane, and she still got in and was in the front of the line for boarding.
I left the parking lot, or left the circle, exited the airport, made it to the highway, and by then she texted me saying, I made it through security.
That's what it's like on Christmas Eve, on Thanksgiving. That's what it's like.
The security's just like, go ahead.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't even checking a bag either.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What? Are they even open at that point?
No. The sliding doors would not open. She had to physically grab the sliding door and open it herself. And I was like, hey, you probably shouldn't. Okay, whatever. You do you, babe. You're doing good.
Is the airport even like open till like 4:30?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. There are airports where you do have to get in at least 2 hours ahead.
Yeah,
LAX.
LaGuardia.
Yes, the ones in New York. Yes, the ones in Chicago, Atlanta.
Atlanta, depending on when you get there.
Yeah, because underneath, there's like miles between your terminals. And that's the best part. I love how when you, at least this happens to me, maybe not you guys, but if I'm doing a layover, which I try not to do, whenever I get off the plane, my next place that I have to be is always like the furthest gate.
Oh, yes.
Always.
Always.
Always. You always have to run. It's always like a 15-minute journey.
Yep. Especially in Atlanta. It's like, oh, you got to hop on the, whatever they call it,
SkyTram. You have like trams in Atlanta to take you the 7 miles to the other terminals.
Yes, it is the largest airport. Well, it's the busiest airport in the world.
Whoever designed that is insane in the membrane.
Insane in the what?
Well, okay. Let's get back to the point. The fact that
2 hours.
I tell people that come here to visit me from major cities, don't worry. When we get there, if you have 5 minutes, all I have to do is open the passenger door and you're sitting at your gate.
Right.
That's how small the airport is here.
I have dropped someone off when I was Ubering. We were super, super late, like super late. Dropped him off at 5:26 for a 5:35 flight.
Holy moly.
And he texts me 2 minutes. Yep, I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, but no problem. Don't even worry about it until like 7 or 8.
Damn.
You're good. 20 minutes is solid.
What
right?
do you even do at the airport for that long?
Nothing.
I know.
Well, at least in Atlanta, they have 7,000 restaurants and an entire mall.
Yeah, they don't even have food. I always fly Delta. They don't have food there.
No.
We need to open up something there. The JSAF Cafe.
There you go. In the KCI airport.
Yeah.
Or MCI airport now.
Is it the MCI?
Mm-hmm.
MCI, yeah.
I'm confused because back in the day, that used to be long distance calling. It's in the middle of a Destiny's Child song, so.
I don't know.
I remember those
about.
Commercials. Mm-hmm. You save 5 cents for your phone calls.
Yeah. Long distance. There's probably a jingle to it or something.
I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
You used to have to, like, landlines, you know, you would, like, pay per minute, and back in the day, like, 5 cents a minute, and they'd have these wars back and forth. AT&T's 5 cents, ha, 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 we're MCI, we're 4 cents.
So it's rotary phones. The rotaries on the wall.
That makes me feel worse than when I spilled my drink.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So we have this little thing that we use... A little program. It's on our phones and stuff. We use it all day to write down the things that go on in our lives that we may possibly want to talk about on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you put something on there that says, no sex for 2 years.
At least.
What?
Maybe three.
Why?
Why?
Here's the thing. Every single female that I know of in the past few years that has a child... Within 6 months, they're pregnant again.
Okay.
And so I don't want any chance of that.
Right, because you're about to have a baby.
Yes.
We're almost rolling into 8 weeks
yes,
almost.
Yes, so we have the baby's due in September.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want at least a full 24 months to pass before any sort of fertilization can occur.
Chris, you know they make things for that.
Those aren't 100%.
You can wear two?
Oh, okay.
Is that a thing? Can you
no,
do that?
No, you can't do
have
that.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering again.
I don't want to know what that
I've heard
feels
it's
like.
Worse.
It doesn't really hurt. I bet it would. It's like putting on two really tight sweaters.
2 years?
2 years.
Man, dude.
Because literally, I mean, not even to... There's another female down the hall who's just having twins.
Right.
So don't want that. Don't want... And I have... Yeah.
Whose idea was this?
Mine.
Really?
Well, hers,
how
too.
Does your,
hers, too.
Okay.
She's two. Because she also doesn't... She only wants two kids. I want three kids. So we're going to stop somewhere in between there. But I definitely want them far apart. I want them out of diapers. I want them potty trained before any sort of new one comes along. So the only way that's possible to make that for certain is no sex.
I know.
Because...
Well, no.
I've gone 3 years. Don't ask.
Oh, my God. It's
just, right bless you both.
Nobody loves me. I wouldn't let anybody in after the last one.
Oh, this is what this is starting. Look what you started,
sorry.
Chris. Okay. Oh, we're
good. Okay now. I'm okay.
Well, I didn't start this.
I have to go like 10 days, and I feel like that's going to be a long time.
Yeah. How the hell are you going to go? Like, what are you going to be like, hey, sorry, babe, I have a headache? Like,
I'm not in the mood.
Yeah. I mean, there's more than just one way to help each other out.
Oh.
But I'm just want to reiterate that I don't want
like
any chances.
Family member told me that right
of
now.
Some baby gravy.
Oh!
To go.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
The fun thing about the text line is you never know who's texting in, and it could be a doctor, it could be a scientist that has just discovered something crazy in medical
yeah.
breakthrough, or it could be somebody that I don't know just doesn't know the right answer.
Yeah, if she breastfeeds, it stops ovulation, so no pregnancy. Chris,
false. Nope.
Okay, thank you. I'm not
true.
I'm not a doctor.
I don't know if that's medically accurate, but nope, that's pretty sure that's wrong.
That's probably your wife texting in, being like, I'm not going 2 years without this.
Because the women that I know were breastfeeding, and every single one of them got pregnant. Every single one of them.
Maybe you have to be in the process of breastfeeding and then engage in the act, and then she won't get pregnant. So you've just got to...
Not
while the baby
taking a chance. Because you're talking about a baby here. Another one. I'm going to have one. Don't want two right now.
Right.
So, nope.
Also, Jordan, they teach you in sex ed that wearing two condoms makes pregnancy more likely because they damage each other.
More likely to break.
Yep.
And here.
Wait, are you telling me that there's not, when you put on a baseball glove, sometimes you put one of those gloves underneath it to protect your hand?
It's not like that.
Okay, like a batting glove under your baseball glove?
It's like putting two baseball gloves on. It completely makes it ineffective.
Well, what if your second baseball glove is much bigger than your first one?
No.
You know, like...
Like taking a plastic bag and then putting a trash bag over it?
Sloppy mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Sloppy mess.
Remember, I am a gold star lesbian. I don't know.
Here we go. Good morning, guys. It's Billy. That's what happened to me and my wife. We had a little baby boy. 1 year later, we had another baby boy. So it's absolutely true. Take your time. No sex 2020.
No, that's your slogan. We're not doing like a hashtag.
No sex 2021.
Oh, my God.
That's a no sex for Chris.
Yeah, because I figure if we wait 24 months and then the 9 months after that, that'll be almost 3 years. That way it'll be like a senior, junior, to be far enough apart, but they'll be close enough. They'll be friends, but not close enough where they'll be like rivals. So I've got this whole thing planned out.
Wow. I'm scared. You're going to be so frustrated and angry. But actually, you know what? You're going to have a baby to take care of.
Right?
So
I'll be too exhausted.
Okay, yes. The person that said the thing about breastfeeding. That's a fact. Look it up, I swear. And yes, I am a scientist. And yes, I work in a hospital. You have to be consistent. No period, no ovulation, no pregnancy.
It's not that I don't believe you, but I'm not taking a chance. Because there's still a way.
Abstinence.
There's still a way because women are fully fertile for months after they give birth. They're so fertile, they can, I don't want to give any inaccurate medical advice, but they look at men and they start to conceive.
What the hell, Chris? That is a generalization.
No, completely. That's wrong.
That is wrong. Don't listen to Chris.
When Chris starts
telling us about a women's bodies.
Don't listen to Chris.
Yes, don't listen to Chris. I'll listen to the medical professional, but it is up to you.
But I do know they get pregnant very easily after they give birth. Because every single woman that I know has given birth is not pregnant again, basically. That's a fact.
That's not a fact. That's a fact based in your experience.
That's a fact.
Why do we ever talk about medical stuff? We don't know what we're talking about.
I know very, very little from my experience in the EMT field. So.
Oh, yeah. You were an EMT.
I can save people's lives, but not. I don't know anything about.
I can preserve bodies pretty well.
All right. Well, Chris takes cake on that one.
Yeah, because I do nothing.
Told me to put a dog in a freezer yesterday, so.
Well, actually, you should probably put it in the fridge, because if you put it in the freezer, you'll freeze the cells and you actually could damage it when you thaw it out if you need to. Or just taxidermy, stuff it.
And then when they come home, just have it by the front door waiting for them?
Yep.
They won't even think anything's wrong.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes,
just
they would.
Sleeping.
So the dog did wake up from yesterday?
Yeah, I have a video to show you when we have
him. Oh, I can't wait to see. Actually, let's play Creep. I want to see this video.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
I'm so mad. I got a text yesterday from my friends, and I guess everybody is going to JoyWave.
So it was so funny. When you texted me asking if I had plans today, I had got a text maybe 30 minutes earlier saying, hey, I'm going to the JoyWave concert tomorrow. Hope to see you there.
Right. Chris?
Yeah.
Nope. All right. So so now we have to score tickets. But the best part is, like, and I have no problem with buying them if they're not sold out yet, are they?
I don't believe so. And I think GA is only like $15.
Too. Okay, good.
I don't want to talk out of my rear end, so let me check.
But, I love when you talk out of your rear end.
There's 32 tickets left.
How do you know that?
That's what they told me.
Who told you?
Promotions.
When?
This morning.
You're looking up and to the left. You're thinking. And plus, I know that girl that does promotions is not awake at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's the luxury of that job. You don't have to do that. Okay, well, we'll find some tickets somehow. Somehow.
There's got to be a few around here somewhere in the building.
You would think. You would think. But
can we check the Rocks book?
I dare you. You want to go over there?
No.
You want to go?
No, there's a big sign that says do not enter.
Yeah, it does. It does. Slide in there like a little snake.
Yeah.
Just grab Johnny Dare's book.
Slide in
like
a little snakey snake.
I don't feel like JoyWave is their band. I wonder if anybody else has JoyWave tickets.
Yeah, just steal theirs.
Don't spill it. Careful.
I know.
Okay, the online
Jeremy,
says.
No. Damn it. What?
It says that general admission tickets are $15, but then when you click on the link, there aren't any general admission tickets. So
oh, God!
Are they sold out?
It just says VIP Terrace or Level Up Deck. I don't know what either one of those mean, but they are.
Just get some VIP tickets.
How? We're not VIP.
I'm not paying $50 for 50 a VIP
bucks?
Ticket.
Holy moly.
Hey, dude, here's the thing. Concert tickets are so expensive.
I know.
They are.
I remember when I lived in L.A. and I wasn't doing radio anymore. Right, when you work in radio, one of the perks, one of the reasons that they pay you so low is because they'll give you the perks, which are tickets sometimes. Right. And I remember I wanted to see Lady Gaga, and tickets started at $230.
Oh, my God.
I was like, started. I was like, is that what concert tickets cost these days? How do people afford to go to all these shows?
Hold on. That is $230 the price at the beginning of the Ticketmaster site?
Yes, this was not a scalper price at all.
So you've got it, but you've got the additional like $90.
Oh God!
At the
yeah.
end, so you're talking about actually like $300+.
Yeah, I told you I paid $7 for.
Yeah,
Taylor
you
tickets.
Told me you gave the lien to your first child for that concert.
we're good, Jordan. Don't worry, we're good.
Why?
It says general admission $15 in advance, $20 day of.
Okay, cool.
And a $5 surcharge
if you're under 18.
If you are under 21.
If you are under 21, excuse me.
You have
me,
to be 18 to get through the door.
18 is the minimum age, so everyone there is legal because there's going to be drinking. It's the Coors Light block party.
Everyone's legal. Just got to throw that out there.
Yes.
So, you know, you start dancing.
Right.
It gets a little crazy.
Yes.
No, you're okay. You're
what? Your girlfriend just flew away.
I'm talking to the Buzz family.
Actually, yes, you are. If I've ever met somebody that is so devoted to the person that they're dating, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a keeper. I'll keep her around. Because, you know, look at me. Who's gonna dance at Power and Light with this besides you tonight?
Nobody else better.
I will fight them.
You are my man. We are going on a date tonight.
I'm excited.
That's why I'm sorry I didn't invite you, Chris. We're going on a date.
I'm going to Shawn Mendes tonight.
What?
Jealous, bro. What? Come on.
What?
All right. All right. You
okay,
know what?
We're going to Joyway,
I'm not even mad. Yeah.
Yeah, we work at an alternative station.
You should
be jealous.
I'm so jealous that I'm not going to Joywave. I'll have to struggle watching
Shawn Mendes
and I can never pronounce her name, Alicia Cara.
Cara.
It's Alicia Carter.
Yeah. Oh, she's good.
Well, you are SOL, buddy, because we're going to be at Joywave hanging out with the Buzz family.
Yeah, I've heard they're a lot of fun live, so yeah.
We're going to be outside in the heat.
I'm going to be in the air-conditioned Sprint Center.
Drinking? Right?
He doesn't drink, I guess.
Yeah, what's the fun of going to a concert with you if you can't get a little rowdy?
I'm proud of him for being able to like do that lifestyle and not...
And not have sex for 2 years either.
Yeah, wow. Abstinence.
I have abstinence,
no drinking. Sobriety and abstinence, Chris. You are.
If you only knew.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher, kick us off.
Facebook's viral success app, the one that makes us all look old, sweeping the nation, kind of proves that we will never quite take our digital privacy seriously.
Why?
The terms of the app saying they own everything, your name, your photos, everything that you uploaded.
I never did that because I was too afraid of what I was going to see. Have nightmares. Did you guys do it?
No.
Nope, I didn't.
Okay.
I can confidently say that Russia doesn't own me.
Okay, me neither. Well, I don't want to dwell on the fact that it's hot as hell, but like you said,
it's so hot and the heat wave advisory is until tomorrow, 8 p.m.
It's going to be 98 and so humid today.
Ugh.
Here's some things to look out for in case you might have heat stroke.
Muscle cramping or heat cramping is kind of the beginning stages, then heat exhaustion, and then heat stroke. And some of the warning signs would be things like a faster heart rate, feeling nausea or vomiting, or having a headache or fatigue, or also starting to become confused, delirious, agitated, and then ultimately you can have loss of consciousness. And this is a real medical emergency.
I kind of felt like this in Boulevardia. It was too hot.
A couple times, yeah.
I had to sit down and stuff. It was horrible. So
yeah, you almost did have a heat stroke there. I remember us having to bring you water a few times. So let's not do a repeat tonight.
Okay, no, I'm just drinking a lot of water. What do you have going on, Dustin?
Florida, five guys. Some guys got arrested. Take a guess as how many guys got arrested.
Four guys.
Five guys.
Five guys.
Woo!
Got arrested. Five guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Two adults, they're claiming adults, 18-year-olds, and then three minors. Just got in a brawl, all-out brawl. Drinks were thrown.
Wow.
People are getting hit with doors.
Doors?
Oh, doors. What? Yeah. Five guys getting rowdy here in Florida. I mean, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Are we really surprised?
One of my favorite memes is this girl, and she's like, I want five guys. Then underneath it, this guy responds, I have four friends. And she goes, I meant the food place.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Chris, you're taking over the discovery of the day at 7:25.
Yeah, I am.
I'm really proud of you.
Oh, it's a jam.
You've been listening to the song nonstop.
Nonstop. Here, when I leave the house, when I go to the house, when I leave the places everywhere, that's the first song I play, and then I just keep it on repeat.
All right, well, we need the Buzz family to be able to hear that song.
Yeah.
So we'll do that coming up at 7:25. But before that, You guys, yesterday I had to call eBay because I had returned all my stuff for that horrible eBay interaction that I had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, your glasses and all that.
I'm shaking and like it's thinking about it. I had to call eBay because the dude, after he received the product, had 2 days to refund me the money. He didn't. So I had to call eBay. eBay's like, oh, yep, he's wrong. Clicked a button, and now I have my refund. The case has been resolved. But you remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was so horrible. He accused me of scratching the glasses.
He was inappropriate and uncalled for.
He used the worst language.
He did. He called you bad words.
Yeah. He called me an asshole.
Yeah. And he said that you wanted him to pay for your son college.
That's right, my son college. And that the only way to clean these glasses, to clean the lenses, is with
soup and water.
Yep.
So, guy's a moron. I'm afraid to open any package that I get to my house at this point that I don't know that I actually ordered. But since eBay closed the case, I was like, can I report this dude? Like this, they're just look in the messages. They're abusive and horrible. And they're like, well, that's kind of what we have negative feedback for. That's what we have feedback for.
You can leave negative feedback.
I can leave negative feedback.
How much do you get?
80 characters.
That's not even as much as Twitter.
I know.
So like half a Twitter. Oh boy.
You get half a tweet to somehow tell everyone not to buy from this guy.
You have to summarize your entire buying experience in 80.
That's it.
This should be fun.
Right. Well, this happened yesterday and I was like, just sitting there, I wrote about 10 or 11 of them, and I was like, no, this isn't good enough. I have to ask the Buzz family.
Oh, yeah.
What to write.
We need our English poetic engineers.
Yes, please. 80 characters. That's it. That's all we have. And so between now and 7:25, the person that texts in the best scathing eBay negative feedback that I can leave for this guy, in 80 characters or less, the best one wins tickets to Buzz Night at World's Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, sweet. This is great.
Yeah, 96500. This dude totally screwed me on eBay, said that I broke the product. I didn't. And then I sent it back. He didn't refund me the money. eBay had to get a hold of everyone involved and ruled in my favor. And now I need to leave this mother effer negative review.
We can't say things like mother effer. We need like Chris said, poetic.
Yes.
Just very.
Very intellectually point given.
Yes. Just do it. 96500. That is our text number. And the best person to give us a negative review for me to give this dude on eBay, 80 characters or less, scores tickets to Buzz Night at Worlds of Fun.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Chris, my love, I'm moving your discovery back just like a couple minutes.
I totally understand.
Okay, because I didn't think we were going to get such good responses.
We are. They are coming in nicely.
So you remember, everybody remembers my horrible eBay experience for the past couple weeks. This dude sent me these scratched glasses, said that I scratched them myself. I needed to clean them with soup and water. And then when I went to return them, he wouldn't refund me the money. I had to get a hold of eBay. eBay then closed the case in my favor. And I'm trying to figure out the perfect way in 80 characters, because that's all they give you on eBay, to give this guy a negative review. And so I put it up to you guys. Whoever gives us the best one before we do Chris's discovery of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Scores a pair of tickets to next week's Buzz Night World at Worlds of Fun. Okay. One person texted in. Your lenses were so scratched, they made me want to scratch out my eyeballs. Avoid at all costs. This is another one. Avoid at all costs. He's a lying, money-hungry vagabond. Will lie and be offensive. Another one says, abusive, rude, and dishonest. Will not buy from again, and he should be banned. That's right, damn it. This is one. I like this one a lot. Like Netflix's Ted Bundy documentary, this man too is extremely wicked, shocking, evil, and vile.
I like that one.
Oh, I want a tattoo of that one.
I like the one that says, I'm curious what kind of soup would remove these scratches. I tried bean and ham, and that made it worse. So I tried vegetable beef, and that left chunks all over them. Maybe I'll try some clam chowder next, and that'll work because I trust you. You know what you're talking about. Not! Oh, just stop selling. You know not what you do.
I love that person, but that's a little bit more than 80 characters. That's the problem with it. You only get 80 characters to give a scathing review. Got a text in that says, wanted some glasses, got them with scratches, blamed me. No buy from this guy. That is basically, listen back in the podcast. That's how these emails came in. But here's the thing. Can't give... Your mom texted in.
Yeah, she did.
Your mother.
I know, and I didn't see that it was your mom, and I read that one, and I started cracking up, and then it makes it even better that that's your mom.
So your mother's profession.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she thrifts, like, full-time. She goes to thrift stores, and she sells on eBay, and she does this as her thing.
Yeah, it's the coolest job in the entire world. I'm so amazed by it. So now, she does this all the time, so mm-hmm. she's been in these situations. I know that your mother has 100% positive feedback.
She does, yep.
That's something that you pride yourself in when you are a good seller.
Yeah, well, she got one negative feedback one time, and it, like, ruined her day. And she went back and forth and with it, and it turned out the guy was lying, never opened the package. eBay reversed it, and now she's back at 100%.
Good. Boom. Perfect. Yeah. Well, your mother lives in...
South Dakota.
South Dakota. Okay, so, yeah, so I don't think that it's right. Plus, it's kind of like, you know, your family isn't eligible to win. But yeah. So we'll give it to one of the other ones. But in the most appropriate way that you possibly can you read the review that she wanted?
Yes. It says, eat bleeping soup and die.
Eat bleeping soup and die. I mean, that sums it up. A whole lot less than 80 characters, too.
Sure it does. That's really, the first thing when you go on a somebody's feedback page, if you see just a couple words, that's better than using all 80 characters. You just need to put it like right there. Do you think they would ever take that down? I think that's what I'm going to post.
That'd be hilarious.
Okay, I'm going to give it a shot. And we're going to do your discovery of the day right after Kings of Leon.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and friends.
Chris.
Yeah.
You've been singing something that I can't put my finger on in a really, really, really high falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
For the past, like, week.
Well, I've been basically begging you since I started that I've always wanted to do a discovery.
Yes.
And I found one.
Yes, you did.
And I've been nonstop listening to it, and it's been on all my record players and my lists and my everything, and I can't stop listening to this.
You're addicted to this song.
I am.
Where did you find it? Where did you find it?
My wife actually gave it to me. She's like, hey, I found this. I want you to give it a listen. I'm like, okay. Because we have kind of completely different tastes in music. But okay. She picked it, and I listened to it. I'm like, oh, boy.
What does she have for taste in music?
Well, she started out as an angry female teenager, so a lot of, like, Breaking Benjamin and, like, Seether kind of thing.
Okay, that's so funny, because we know your wife now. It's like, I can't wait. I would love to see a Throwback Thursday photo of her then.
Oh, yeah.
She probably looks very different.
Yeah, and now we've kind of intermingled where she likes more just relaxing kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of her jams as well. So we are both just playing this as much as possible.
What do you like about music? Like, what's your favorite kind of music?
When I listen to songs, I usually listen to it 75 times, and I'll, like, for a period of time for those 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll usually put it on the back burner again. So my time frame is definitely defined by specific songs.
Right. But what is it about? Is there a certain kind of music that you like the most? Is it like a certain part? Like, do you like big choruses? Do you like stuff
that
makes you feel?
I like melodies that are very, have lots of variety,
mm-hmm.
and I like different kinds of, like, drum beats and bass and beat drops and orchestral and organ. And there's so many things that can go well. And there's so many things that I like that if they're in a song, it just, yeah, there's nothing specific, but if it just needs to sound so solid.
All right.
This is one of them.
Really? Okay, then let's do this. Who is the artist?
This is Big Wild.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Jackson Stell. I believe he wrote the lyrics. He sings the lyrics and he plays all the instruments.
And that's
he
not
produced this whole thing himself.
That's not a Chris fact. That's an actual fact.
I believe that's an actual fact. Yes.
Okay, when you say I believe, you sound like a politician. I know you're right with that. Right. And then this artist also coming to Kansas City.
Dance Festopia, September 5th through the 8th.
All right.
Sixes to nines. Big Wild.
Puzzle in 40 days.
Wow.
Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and friends.
And you're holding me tight. We're in love, you and I. You turn my sixes to nines and nines.
Oh, how good was that? Sixes to nines by Big Wild.
The Buzz family loves it.
That's amazing.
Artist's voice reminds me vaguely of Prince. Love it. This is great. Tell me the title and artist again. One more time.
Big Wild. Sixes to Nines.
What a cool and sexy song. Reminds me of Free Willy, but I love it. Definitely got a Prince vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But, I love it. I mean, it makes you feel good. It makes you want to dance.
Yeah. That was really good. What
the
a good
90s
fun.
Called. They're totally fine with letting us borrow this song for a little bit.
Wow. Really into the song.
This is fantastic.
I'm so
what
proud
a sexy,
of you.
Cool song.
Hey, maybe you'll find some more music for us to throw in.
Oh, I'm so, that's my... So excited.
All right. All right. That was great, Chris. Thank you so much.
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex, Jordan Silver and Friends.
So I'm seeing the term peak coming up a lot with the kids.
The kids?
Peak. And using it as a definition. Being something. Being peak is the epitome of, you
like
know.
Fleek?
No, like... Like
rad?
If you take this quiz and you score 100%, mm-hmm. then you're a peak Taylor Swift fan, you know? Peak. You're that.
The top.
Yes.
The cream of the crop.
The peak. Yes.
The peak.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the peak.
Yeah.
If you know all these songs, you're the peak Buzz listener. So I saw this one yesterday this on BuzzFeed. It said, if your grandpa had at least 32 of these 51 things, then he was a peak grandpa. So I was looking at it because I don't have either of my grandparents and, you know, either of my grandfathers. And so I was like, oh, like, yeah, these do remind me of them. But then I continued to look, and I've been to your house now, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have.
Big house full of a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And I noticed a lot of these things. So I'm wondering if you are a peak grandpa.
Oh, we should find out.
I mean, you're not even a father yet. Mm-hmm. You will be in a couple more weeks, but let's go over this list, Dustin.
I'm taking a look at this list, and Chris is probably a peak grandpa.
So just give us a yes or a no.
All right, can do.
All right, I'll start it out. Do you have an old best grandpa mug that you drink from all the time?
Yeah, it's yellow Casey's mug.
Works.
I'll take it. A chair that no one else could sit in because it's your chair.
That'd be my piano bench.
Okay. A bowl full of Werther's Originals.
A bowl, yes, and also, but if you go to any of my old pockets, you're going to find bits of candy or mints.
He does have candy.
You carry candy everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Every pocket you'll find, you're going to have candy.
Yes, I've seen it. He's given me, like, sour candy all the time. This works, yes.
Okay.
All right.
A random box full of very old photos.
Yep.
Okay. A drawer in the kitchen full of random stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
An old wristwatch that was probably older than your parents.
You know it.
A wooden duck.
I've got a wooden duck and a wooden boat.
A collection of old National Geographic magazines.
Yep, from 1948.
Oh,
so far you're like 10 for 10.
You're sweeping it.
A collection of old Playboy magazines.
I don't have those.
Oh, okay. Ooh, good.
Boxes of chocolates around the house.
They're dark chocolate for my wife, but yes.
Okay.
A random that always seems to be empty decanter.
I've got a few of those.
I bet you do.
Okay, a very old bottle of booze that looked like it hasn't been opened in over 30 years.
I've got a bottle of rum that hasn't been opened in probably 2 years.
Damn. Well, I'm not giving
that
one. Yeah, yeah. Several weekly pill organizers.
I've got a few of those.
Oh, man.
In different shapes.
Okay.
Several very, very old baseball caps.
If you go through my basement, you'll find some, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. An old wooden cabinet TV, the ones from like the 80s.
No,
okay. Yeah, like the drawers built in and things like that.
Those were amazing.
A pair of shoes so grass stained you couldn't even tell they were once white.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
A bunch of old golf balls, even if you don't play golf.
I don't know why I have them.
Yep. Okay. All
okay.
Right. Yep.
Okay. A workshop filled with mysterious tools you knew nothing about.
I've got the back part, the where the door in my basement. That's yeah, I do.
Okay.
Have that.
The world's oldest cassette player, usually found on a workbench.
I've got an older radio than that. So
is it a cassette player?
It's an AM.
Nope,
radio,
count.
Not a cassette.
Nope.
A collection of old ties you've never worn.
I do. Yeah, I've got some ties I've worn. Some times I haven't worn.
An old coffee can filled with rusty nails.
I don't have that
okay,
one.
Okay, that's a damn shame.
An old Coleman thermos, the big ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the
it's
big
green.
Red and white ones. Wait, oh, even the green
ours
one.
Ours is green and like cream.
And it's got the straw sticking out of it that's just nasty.
Oh, yeah. People, like the kids have eaten on it, it's all chewed off.
Yep,
yeah, yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep. How about an old wet vac?
Yeah, it's yellow and black.
Okay.
A garage fridge that wasn't actually plugged in.
No garage fridge. I need to get one of those.
Some sort of domestic beer memorabilia. It's an old Budweiser sign. That's framed.
No, none of that.
Okay, that's okay. Don't worry.
An old robe that was pretty close to falling apart.
Yeah, it was blue. My wife made me give it away.
give it away. Throw a bunch of handkerchiefs in random drawers and coat pockets. That's a real old man thing.
No handkerchiefs.
Okay.
That's
a drawer filled with old instruction manuals for things that hadn't been used in decades.
Oh, yeah. Got a few of those.
A coin collection.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. A bucket hat.
Like a 10-gallon hat?
Like a fish.
It looks like it creates a shade.
A
right?
Grandpa hat. Grandpa hat.
Yeah. I've got one of those.
Really?
For Safarian.
Will you wear it?
Safarian.
Okay. Old sports blooper VHS tapes. So true.
I've got one of the 80s with... Yeah, I do.
Okay.
A VCR that looked like it was one from the first ones ever made.
With the top,
ones?
Yeah. Oh, of course. You have to need a VCR.
It's probably the only thing that is. An old portable TV.
I do. It's handheld.
Oh, my God.
Rabbit ears for the TV.
We've got two of those for each sets.
A car with a tray for cigarette ashes.
In the middle, we do have a cigarette ashtray. In the Lexus, we do.
Okay.
Yellow aviator sunglasses.
They're silver.
I'm not giving it to you.
An old singing fish. robot.
My dad has one, but I don't.
Okay.
Okay. A windbreaker for any day the weather was slightly chilly.
I've got two gray ones.
Decorative cars that were not toys.
Absolutely. I had a friend over and their baby started to play with it. I got up real quick. I'm like, nope, not that one.
Not a toy.
not a toy.
Yeah, not that. My toys.
A bunch of old Tom Clancy books.
Yeah, I do. I've got a few of them. We got a few of those.
And last but not least, a collection of ancient old... I'm going to try this again.
Start that over.
A collection of ancient old spice bottles.
Oh, with the Greg cap on?
Yeah. That's
oh,
it.
My God.
All right. How many did you
get?
Show me my results. 32 out of 51. You are peak grandpa status,
a grandpa sir. Even before you're a dad.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, we're talking more heat.
So I got in my car yesterday, and my car read that it was 114 degrees outside.
That's what it feels like, but it's never what the weather app says.
Right, because that's not actually accurate, and this guy will explain that to you.
It's not necessarily a thermometer. There's a sensor outside called the ambient air temp sensor that reads the outside air.
Those sensors are found on the grill of your vehicle or on either side of the bumper. And more often than not, they're surrounded by black parts.
The black components absorb all that heat.
So it's never accurate.
Never accurate. It's just, but it's telling your car, hey man, it's pretty dang hot. Can you do some little extra work on that AC?
Yes.
Yeah.
I say that to my car every day, even when it's like 80.
Start petting the dashboard, yes. Like, please. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit more.
Chris, what's up?
Netflix raising prices is prompting people to think about whether they're getting the value for their money.
Yeah, a lot of people unsubscribed.
Yeah, if it keeps going up a dollar by two, it's slowly people are unsubscribing to it.
Wait, it's, how much is it now?
13?
I just mooch off other people's.
All right, guys. If you ordered, let's say, 6 ribs from DoorDash and then only 4 arrive...
They got eaten.
Yes, a man in Pennsylvania was fired because of that exact reason.
Good.
How was he caught? Did he have barbecue sauce around his lips?
No, the store said that they ordered 6, put 6 in there, and only 4 arrived.
I thought it was a rule, just don't mess with people's food.
You're not supposed to.
Like, that's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
Just don't mess with other
people's
food.
But you've been driving around for 8 hours, you're really hungry, and then all of a sudden, ooh, it smells like fries. No one's going to know if I take a couple fries.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
Oh, my God.
I love that song so much.
That is going in my music right now. Yeah. Illenium, Good Things Fall Apart. I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, I found it not too long ago, and it's really, really good. And you mentioned that he's coming here?
Yeah, he's going to be... Oh, I'll start playing it on my phone now. Okay, sorry, hold on. Unprofessional here. Yeah, going to be in town at the Midland on November 20th, Illenium.
That's awesome.
So good!
Isn't it?
I love a big chorus.
Right.
And I love a good melody.
There's a lot of power behind that song.
Yeah, there's something about hearing a song after it's played, still hearing the chorus and everything in it. That was good.
Beautiful.
That's what Chris has to add to the conversation.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Bradley.
Jordan, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad that you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad that I'm here.
You're becoming such a regular that we're at the point where we just kind of throw you in here with 30 seconds left to go.
Yeah.
Before we go, and you throw the headphones on, and you're all set.
I'm a professional.
That's right. And you are here, too. I'm so excited about this.
Yes.
You mentioned this the last time that you were in the studio with us. What's the event coming up?
So this is our first event called Pride Fest and Chill. It's our outdoor movie series. We're doing Mean Girls on an inflatable movie screen in the Woody's KC back parking lot.
Yes. And what is this for? Like, what is what
it's a fundraiser, basically. Yeah. Any money from the door. It's a $5 cover. And then we have a drink special. We're doing a pink drink. It's like a cherry limeade type of drink. Any money from that just goes right back to Pride Fest. So we'd love everybody to come out and support us and watch Mean Girls outside with our community. It's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just so great how much you, if anybody had been to Pride Fest, which a lot of people had, we broke records.
Yeah,
you
it was incredible.
Records.
Yeah, it was great.
Then this is, there's going to be a bunch of events between now and the next Pride Fest to help raise money for that.
Yeah, my vision for this outdoor movie series is a series of fundraisers. This one is 21 and over. It's at Woody's, but I want to do like a family night one and like do it in different locations around the city, not just gay bars, but like in a park or something like that. So I have grand plans for this event. But
I love it. Anytime you have one, again, come in like you're doing right now. Let
absolutely
us know about it.
Yeah.
So we can come fill up those seats and
but
stuff.
We thought we'd start out with the gay icon Mean Girls of a movie. So
interesting that you say that.
Yes.
Because we have that movie came out in what, 05, 04, 05?
04.
Don't make me feel old.
Okay. I know. See, me too. But that's the thing about this is kind of Dustin over here is a Gen Zer.
Yeah. So it's kind of came out when in 04, I would have been 7. But that still, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I watched it probably all the way through middle school, high school, and my sister's absolutely in love with the movie. Mm-hmm. So I just constantly.
She's got great taste.
Yeah.
Exactly. But so I thought it would be a little fun to pit you guys against each other.
Oh, no.
You, Bradley, are going to represent the entire LGBT community.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. The entire community to see who loves that movie more.
Okay.
The Gen Zers or the LGBTQ community.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
This movie got quoted so many times when I was going through middle school and high school. So
of course.
I feel like I got a
Bradley, you can do this, right?
Okay.
You can do this for us, right? All right, this is the trailer for Mean Girls. Not like anybody's never seen it, but maybe if I were you guys, I'd pay a little attention to the things that they say.
I'm 16. Until today, I was homeschooled. And then it was goodbye, Africa. And hello, high school.
Plastics. Who are the plastics?
They're teen royalty.
That's Karen Smith.
She is one of the dumbest girls you'll ever meet.
I'm kind of psychic.
Really? It's like I have ESPN or something.
Gretchen Wieners.
She has 2 Fendi purses and a silver Lexus.
And evil takes a human form in Regina George. She knows everything about everyone.
That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
Okay, come on. I'm so excited.
The hair.
Just the trailer from that makes me want to watch it all over and over and over and over and over again. I noticed you both kind of quoting that trailer. So we are going to have a Mean Girls off.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Bradley, it's for the LGBT community.
Okay. Oh, I got this.
You got this. Come on, we're putting this event on tomorrow.
Yes.
Again, one more time, what's the event?
It's Pride Fest and Chill. It's at, seating opens at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's at Woody's KC, and it's $5 cover, and everything goes back to KC Pride Fest. We're watching Mean Girls outside in the back parking lot on an inflatable movie screen. It's going to be a great time.
So fabulous.
Yes.
And coming up in about 10 minutes, we are going to have this Mean Girls off.
Oh, good. I have time to, like, put my thoughts together.
Yes, I'm going to come over there, massage you, and whisper the answers to you.
Her biggest turn on? Estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Our buddy Bradley here from KC Pride
Fest. I might
be
running out of the room if I don't get these questions right. I'm so nervous.
I'm just a little bit of pressure.
No pressure.
It's the LGBTQ community.
I feel them.
That you're representing.
The pressure, yes.
Right
now. Okay, you guys, I got this.
I'm just repping a bunch of Gen Zers, so we're used to being lazy and
like you guys just know the quotes. I don't think you've seen the movie. You just know the quotes.
Right, from the like GIFs or stuff that you send when you're texting. So you're here because KC Pride Fest is putting on an event tomorrow.
Yes.
KC Pride Fest and Chill. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Pride Fest and Chill, yes. You can find more info on Facebook. We're at KC Pride Fest. Just go to the event tab and you can check it out there. But it's at Woody's. It's an outdoor movie series. We're starting. This is our first one of the season. We're watching it outdoors on an inflatable movie screen in the Woody's parking lot. It's $5. We have drink specials. Everything goes back to Pride Fest. So
that is
we'd love
amazing.
To see everybody there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be there. It's great movie, great environment, great bar. This is just...
I'm super excited.
Continue to put on the coolest events.
Thank you.
So because it's Mean Girls, I've always felt like two groups of people have taken this movie and made it their own. one of them is the Gen Zers.
Right.
Who, you know, this came out when they were kids and stuff. So it's like one of the stuff. But then it's also us, the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
So I would like for you to represent the LGBTQ community. And of course, we have our Gen Zer here, Dustin.
Hey, I got this.
We're going to have a Mean Girls off. I'm going to play trailer real quick. Okay. One more time for everybody.
I'm 16. Until today, I was homeschooled. And then it was goodbye, Africa. And hello, high school. Plastics. Who are the plastics?
They're teen royalty.
That's Karen Smith. She is one of the dumbest girls you'll ever meet.
I'm kind of psychic.
Really?
It's like I have ESPN or something.
Gretchen Wieners.
She has two Fendi purses and a silver Lexus.
And evil takes a human form in Regina George. She knows everything about everyone.
That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
I always had a crush on Regina George, but of course that's...
I mean, I kind of did too. What does that say about me?
Yes, girl.
I'm just confused.
So we're going to have Chris reading the questions. And for some of them, I have some audio to see who's right.
Wow, you're like a professional game show host over here. I'm very impressed.
Except for we don't have any buzzers or sounds or whatever. We do have sounds, but that's too many things for me to run.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
First question.
It's going to go to Bradley.
Yes. Okay.
What is Gretchen's hair full of?
Okay.
We've got secrets... lies, money, or beauty.
Okay.
I know this one. Secrets.
All right. Let's see if you are right.
Gretchen Wieners knows everybody's business. She knows everything about everyone.
That's why her hair is so big. It's full of secrets.
Yes.
All right. Full of secrets. One. Nice, Bradley. You're representing the LGBTQ community.
Yes, I kind of cheated on that one because it's in our event description. But
it's also in the trailer.
And we would love for everyone's hair. Oh, it was. Yeah. Yeah. We would love for you all to bring your hair, your big hair game.
Right. Until it melts tomorrow a little bit. Yeah.
Well, I think they've reduced the heat index for tomorrow, thankfully, so your hair won't melt. But plenty of Aquanet is recommended.
Absolutely.
And a pink shirt.
Of course. All right, question number two for Dustin.
What is Karen's costume on Halloween? Is it a cat? Is it a dog? Is it a ghost? Or is it a mouse?
Karen's a mouse.
Oh, yeah, he's right.
Duh.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a mouse. Duh.
Duh. And
then she points to the ears, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number three for Bradley.
Where is Regina told to shop after she's told she's too big to fit in sizes 1, 3, or 5?
Okay.
We have Costco. We have Sears, Walmart, or Target.
Ooh.
So mean.
Can I phone a friend? Is that a pocket?
Yeah. Who are you going to call?
I'm going to phone a friend to you.
Okay.
Can he do that?
I don't know. I'm just making
this. Wait, one part of the LGBT community.
Yeah.
I also have the answers here, so I'm going to go with Sears.
Yes. Woo! Thank you.
Ma'am, do you have this in the next size up?
Sorry. We only carry sizes 1, 3, and 5. You could try Sears.
Jordan, okay. You rescued me on that one.
Well, I do have the answers, and I made the quiz.
My caffeine is not kicking in yet.
Sorry you don't have anybody to
call. That's all right.
This is his sister's favorite movie.
Yes.
And yesterday when I posted this on Instagram, his sister...
Yeah, she screenshotted it and texted it to me, and she goes, "Are you the Gen Zer?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm pretty screwed on this one." And then she just started texting me, like, quote after quote after quote. So I got a little bit of prep from her.
Oh, thanks, sis.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Number four.
According to Katie, what is the limit? Is it 0.1? Is it 1? Is it -1? Or does the limit not exist?
The limit does not exist.
What was on the board behind Aaron's head? If the limit never approaches anything, the limit does not exist. The limit does not exist!
About $1 for every time I've used that. All right, so we are 2-2. Gen Zer versus the entire LGBTQ community represented by Bradley. Let's keep going.
What did Gretchen's dad invent? Was it McDonald's? Was it scented candles? Was it toaster strudels or iced tea?
Come on.
I know this because I love them toaster strudels.
She's totally rich because her dad invented toaster strudel.
Yeah!
Those are so much better than Pop-Tarts.
Anyone that argues that is wrong.
You do it yourself icing? I mean, come on, guys.
Wow.
I have 2 toaster strudels, and I'll eat one without the icing and then put 2 icings on it.
Ooh,
I like your method. That's great.
But he's always got a bellyache. So just so you know, he eats like a child. Okay, so we are 3-2. But no one's got a single one wrong, and there are an even number of questions. So, to Dustin, our Gen Zer.
What song did the Plastics dance to at the talent show? Is it Jingle Bell Rock? Rocket Around the Christmas Tree, Santa Tell Me, or Jingle Bells?
It's Jingle Bell Rock, and the cassette breaks halfway through.
So wow, extra info.
So then Katie has to sing.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
Damn it, I wanted you to get that one wrong. All right, we are 3-3, Bradley. No pressure, just the entire...
I'm okay with us tying, so...
I'm not.
Okay.
I want this movie. This is our movie, Bradley. This is the LGBTQ community's movie. Continue to go, please, Chris.
How many candy canes did Glen Coco get?
Oh, no. Do I get more choices?
Yes, you get choices.
Oh, sorry, yes. Yeah, it is.
You're doing the quote in your head right now.
I am. It is 5, it is 8, it is 4, or it is 10?
You know what? It's 4, because that's my favorite number.
You go, Glen Coco.
Yes.
You go, Glen
Coco.
Okay, hurry up.
Tell is a memento for you, Glen Coco. 4 for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
Yes. All right, Glen Coco. I'm glad. I'm so glad 4 is your favorite
number.
Yes,
it really is.
Because you did not know that one. You just guessed on your favorite number.
So, random side story. They used to end sinus numbers in elementary school, and I was always 4 for some reason.
Really?
Is that weird that they would, like, I don't know.
Yes.
They didn't call
you a number because you were a prisoner?
Yes, basically. Yeah. Anyway, like. Side story.
Okay. Number 4. What? Glad that you got that one. Okay, yep. And let's give it to Chris. Dustin, now our Gen Zer, can you answer this question?
What part of Karen Smith's body has psychic powers? Is it her breasts, her butt, her eyes, her ears?
Really hate how you say that.
That was in the trailer, and it's her boobs because they have ESPN.
It's her what?
Breasts.
Damn it.
Ooh, technicality.
Right. No, he's right. He's right.
I know. I'm glad he got that because I know nothing about that.
I know.
They can also tell the weather, which is way funnier. I don't know why the ESPN one's as funny, but she grabs him and she's
all
like,
right, we know you get raining. The movie. You have seen the damn movie. All right, these are our last two questions. We are neck and neck, the Gen Zers versus the entire LGBTQ community, represented by Bradley.
Where did Katie move from?
Ooh, I know that one. But I'll take the...
Will you read him?
Yeah, sorry. I keep forgetting I had to do that. Asia, Africa, Europe, or South America?
Oh, that's a good one.
Definitely Africa.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, I don't have audio for that, but that is correct. Good job. All right, now here's the last question. Honestly, to be...
Probably the most hardest.
This is the hardest one, man.
I got it.
For our Gen Zer, for ultimate bragging rights, who owns Mean Girls, the movie?
How much is Regina's hair insured for? Is it... $100,000? Is it $10,000? Is it $1 or is it $100?
It's $10,000.
Damn it!
Frying chicken fat! You are right.
Hey,
okay.
You know,
right.
It's okay. We love everyone, so I think we can have a tie.
That's like, it. Good.
That's okay, yes.
It's all of our movies.
It's Friday.
Look at that. It's everyone's movie.
How about
that's
this?
That's why everyone's invited.
Yeah, absolutely. It's chill.
A tiebreaker.
It's Pride Fest.
You have
chill.
A tiebreaker?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Wait, I don't know anything
Whoa,
about this
out
tiebreaker.
Of left field.
What kind of Lexus does Regina own?
No one knows that.
Silver.
Only you know that. Only you know
Silver
that.
Silver Lexus.
No one cares.
But you can make it what specific about it? What so? It's not just a car.
She has a silver Lexus.
But Jordan, I need help on this one.
I don't know the answer
is
to that.
Is it a convertible?
Yes.
Oh,
that's it.
Well, it's an SC430.
Oh, we failed. I'm
no,
so
we
sorry,
did.
You guys.
We did not
that
fail.
Was out of left field.
No one's going to know it's an SC330.
That was a straight guess on if it was a convertible. I was like, I don't know.
SC330.
It was an SC430.
Oh, my gosh.
No one knows that. No one geeks out about Lexuses like you do, buddy. No,
maybe Volvos.
I have a Volvo, too.
You do?
I do.
Oh. Great.
A match made in heaven, guys. All right,
I gotta
Bradley.
Go.
Me too. I'm out of here. Bradley, one more time, tell us about the Pride Fest and Chill event tomorrow.
Yes, Pride Fest and Chill at Woody's KC. It's $5. Seating opens at 8 p.m. The movie starts at 9. There's drink specials. Everything goes back to Pride Fest. You can find out more on our social media at KC Pride Fest, mostly Facebook, which you can just click the event tab and see the event. We'd love to see you guys there.
All right, and we have the movie tied so we can all have bragging rights about Mean Girls.
And we can all go and watch it tomorrow.
All right.
Yes, I would love to see you guys there.
All right, we will. And one more time, you go, Glen Coco.
You go, Glen Coco.
I thought we were going to do this.
You go, Glen Coco.
Let's all just go.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.